Well, today is the 5th of April, 2014, and in the Lucy Coleman studio, Los Angeles, California, the United States of America, on the planet Earth, your internet pastor, PJ, John E. Coleman, here speaking to you about the radical effects of a lack of spirituality in the lives of a group of people that call themselves believers, and the dropping off. What are we calling this? How far has it dropped off? Well, I'm going to share with you just a few articles. I went to pick up my email this morning, and I came upon this article: unborn, stillborn, and miscarried babies used to heat British hospitals. This article was taken from the news writer Jim Corey, posted at 1 a.m. Eastern Time, April the 2nd, 2014, on newswithviews.com. I want to cut the music because this is serious, and it really lets you know how far we've dropped off. Unborn, stillborn, and miscarried babies are being treated like firewood by hospitals in merry old England, according to reports in the United Kingdom. I am kidding you not, this is a true article. A British newspaper, and if you want to know what newspaper that was, I just tapped into it, and it's coming up right now, if my computer is as quick as I think it is. The British newspaper is called The Telegraph. That's it. Okay. And their article said that aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Now, you need to know this, that the Brits are just as morally corrupt as we are in this country. And so what I'm going to do is, because I kind of lost my query here, so I'm going to blow this up, zoom in, and so that I can read the article from this. And then I'll go back to my original article and read that. The bodies of thousands of aborted and miscarried babies were incinerated as clinical waste, with some even used to heat hospitals, an investigation has found. 10 NHS trusts have admitted burning foetal remains alongside other rubbish. In other words, taking these aborted fetuses and throwing them in with the other rubbish to burn them for heat as waste energy plants, which generate power to heat. Last night, the Department of Health issued, listen to this, an instant ban on the practice, which Health Minister Dr. Dan Poulter branded totally unacceptable. At least 15,500 of these remains were incinerated by 27 NHS trusts over the last 2 years. Can you believe that? Over 15,500 over the last 2 years. That's just in England. That's not count. Oh my goodness. Channel 4 Dispatch discovered. Now, I know this is disgusting on the Holy Weekend thing that they have out here, but I just want you to know what's happening. The program, which will air tonight, found that parents who lose children in early pregnancies were often treated without compassion and were not consulted about what they wanted to happen to the remains. One of the country's leading hospitals, at a Brooks in Cambridge, incinerated 797 babies before 13-week gestation at their own waste-to-energy plant. Wow. Waste-to-energy plant. The mothers were told that the remains had been cremated. Well, of course it did, but they didn't know that it was going to be cremated like that. Another waste-energy faculty at Lipswich Hospital, operated by a private contractor, incinerated 1,101 of these fetal remains between 2011 and 2013. They were brought in from another hospital before being burned, generating that is energy to the hospital site. Lipswich Hospital itself disposes of remains by cremation. This practice is totally unacceptable, says Dr. Poulter. Here's his quote. He says, while the vast majority of hospitals are acting in the appropriate way, that must be the case for all hospitals, and that all human tissue authority has now been asked to ensure that it acts on this issue without delay. You see, you have to understand, in Western culture, humans are supposed to be regarded as not as animals that you can throw away, not as waste products to be burned with trash, but very precious. And when people get together and make babies without the intention of becoming a parent to take care of that baby, the passing on of the DNA and the genetic code of those parents into a human being, well, then you've got to say that a civilized country would never do that. And the main article that I was reading, which I'll try to go back to later, it said that if these were Muslim fetuses, this would never be done. Of course it wouldn't. But these are so-called, if not Christian, the children of Christian fetuses. This could be a medical practice in this country. I wouldn't be surprised. Then it says, Sir Bruce Koch, NHS medical director, has written to all NHS trusts to tell them that the practice must stop. In other words, tell them, hey, we have to stop doing that. In other words, well, in my humble opinion, we've been caught. Yeah, well, but that's what they think of human fetuses anyhow. And of course, we know as believers in God, we believe that upon conception, it is human. Now, you can argue that scientifically all you want. But when that sperm connects with that egg and that egg begins to grow and multiply, I don't see how, when you can see this take place under a microscope, it makes no difference what you think in your own polluted minds. It is a human being. Well, let's see. Professor Sir Mike Richards, chief inspector of hospitals, said, I am disappointed that the trust may not be informing or consulting women and their families. This breaches our standard on respecting and involving people who use services, and I'm keen for dispatches to share their evidence with us. And then he went on to say, we scrutinize information of concern and can inspect unannounced if required. Well, I mean, whether you all run in the same boat, you're not going to turn in your captain. Now, then the article goes on and says that a total of 1 in 7 pregnancies ends in miscarriage, while NHS figures show that there are around 4,000 stillbirths each year in the UK and 11 each day. Lipswich Hospital Trust said that it was concerned to discover that fetal remains from other hospitals had been incinerated on its site. A spokesman said the Lipswich, I may not be saying that, LPSWICH, that looks like Lipswich Hospital NHS Trust does not incinerate fetal remains. She added that the trust takes great care over fetal remains. Now, a spokesman for the Cambridge University Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust said that trained health professionals discuss the options with parents, both verbally and in writing. And then they wrote about that statement and said the parents are given exactly the same choice on the disposal of fetal remains as for a stillborn child. And their personal wishes are respected, they added. Well, you know, a lot of these parents that have these stillborn babies would say that it wouldn't even matter to them what happened. They would just say, "Hey, do whatever you want to do to the babies. I'm not concerned about it." That's basically the way most people are when you come to this area of involvement with children like that. It's a very serious situation, to say the least. I was thinking about, let's see where I am here, because I want to make sure that I, let me go back to that article, because I want to see something about that. Really, I want to read the original article to you to give you a broader perspective, because this article was written by an American on that. And so I want you to hear the American view of it. That was the original one. And of course, this is written from a very deep moral perspective. My friend Ramey wrote and said, "We are blind because God has given us over to a reprobate mind. America is finished. We have been weighed in the balances and found wanting." That's a quote by my good friend Ramey, that lives in the Maryland area. That's his take on this. This is the way the original article that I had quoted began. A British newspaper broke a shocking news story regarding a National Healthcare Service, NHS, program that used the bodies of untold thousands of babies who were aborted or died as a result of a miscarriage because fuel for the heating hospitals in Great Britain, yet the United States media ignored it. Of course they ignored it, because they don't see it as a very big story. It says 10 upper echelon members of the British government, which is a socialist health care directed, the same kind of a health care thing that we just signed into law with Obamanation, right? Oh, I'm sorry, Obamacare. Same kind. Told the BBC's Channel 4 that burning fetal remains alongside other rubbish, while two others use the bodies in waste-to-energy plants, which generate power for heat. When the story broke in the United Kingdom and in a few U.S. news head sites, the British Department of Health immediately notified the outraged British people that Dr. Dan Poulter, the nation's health minister, had banned heating hospitals of any other faculties with the remains of unborn babies. Now I'm going to read the statement, what it said. This is criminal. What is going through the minds of these people? Are they taking lessons? Are they taking lessons on fetal disposal from the Nazis? Ask an angry American homicide detective, Michael Snoops. Well, of course. You have to understand that these people, there is not, look behind your backs. And I'm blaming this again on the failed status of the church. Church has not been doing its proper duty. You can go on YouTube if you will. I know that, you know, you're probably tired of looking at my old clips. Not going to do any more clips about human life and what it was. Here's another quote. Whether one is a pro-choice or pro-life, this story should turn our collective stomachs, the detective said. I guarantee you that they are not doing that to Muslim babies, said editor Paul Walter. You know they're not doing it to Muslim babies, but they're doing it because they're saying, well, Westerners don't have a God that they believe in. They don't have a moral fiber. Their music is telling their youngsters that anything goes, everything goes. You can do whatever you want to do to whoever you want to do it, whenever you want to do it. There is no love anywhere. It's all just lust. I had a conversation a few days ago, and someone was talking to me about lust and love, and they could not tell the difference between it. The article goes on and says, at remains of over 15,000 unborn children have been incinerated in the London-based NHS between 2011 and 2014, Channel 4 show's Dispatchers claim. The show producers said that they found that parents who lose children in early pregnancy are often treated without compassion and were not consulted about what they want to happen to the remains. As an example of what many are calling a barbaric practice, the British news media explained that their country's largest hospital, Cambridge, that's Addenbrooke Medical Center, it's believed that Addenbrooke heated their hospital, including its maternity ward, with the incinerated bodies, can you believe this, of close to 800 babies as part of the hospital energy conservation policy. If a mother asked about the body of the miscarriage baby, she was told that it was cremated. This practice is totally unacceptable, said Poulter to Channel 4. These idiots, come on. Anybody can act like they're moral when they're caught. While the vast majority of hospitals are acting in an appropriate way, that must be the case for all hospitals, said Human Tissue Authority, all hospitals, and that the Human Tissue Authority has now been asked to ensure that it acts on this issue without delay, he added. NHS Medical Director Sir Bruce Cole, upon hearing about the breaking story, contacted all of the NHS trusts that this practice must stop. Okay, the news show's host, which was actress Amanda Holden, in the past snuffed both the stillbirth and the miscarriage, but it was helped through the trauma by caring treatment from compassionate professionals, as are many parents. Well, that was the article. And by Todd Stearns, whatever his name is. Thank you, Todd, for a pretty good article. It's disgusting. I have another article here I want to read to you that was sent to me. All I can do, Ramey says, is shake his head. And the article is called Last Chance High School. Oh, it's a video. And so I'm going to have to pause this and look at the video, and then I'll come back and report on it. Hold up. I tell you, Ramey, you should not send me these little news clips. Man, I just watched. You go to YouTube and you type in Last Chance High, Episode 1. That's what I want you to do. Look at Last Chance High School, Episode 1. It's a series about a black special ed high school in Chicago for black and minority children. There was Hispanic and black. And I had someone talking to me last week, and they told me, they said, John, you're trying to help people that are gone. I just watched that thing on Last Chance High. It's a 30-minute series. I watch it 27 minutes. I watched it, and I saw a lot of the behavior, and some of the people that I minister to that I try to help. I've found that they, you know, I don't want to get to a place. Let me say it like this. As a pastor, as somebody that loves people, I just watch that thing and I could not help but to break down and start to cry, because I love people and human beings. And I just did a little thing on fetal research and, you know, killing these babies. I mean, to think of burning these people and using them for heat for a hospital is beyond my imagination. But when I look actually and see a camera crew in a school bus and see that kind of behavior. And I have spoken with some of these youngsters, and where you have to repeat it 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 times, because I've spoken with young men that have the same problems. I find myself saying, I think I ask you to do this, I ask you to do that again and again and again, and then it gets through. But it appears to be a fruitless situation, man. Watching this thing, now I'm going to obviously look for episode 2 of this thing, and that's horrible. I have never seen anything so horrible in my life in terms of education. Even some of the people that they had working in the school, man, obesity running rampant. It should embarrass every black man that sees that. It should bring total shame. Total shame. And it's not the kids' fault. It's not at all. Thank you, Ramey, for sending me that clip. I had no idea. I had no idea, man. None. And when I said,
"You got mail,"
and when I said, "I have no idea," I have absolutely no idea that it was that to that degree devastating. I like to think that I'm living in a world where you hear that sigh? Man, for the very few times in my life am I speechless. When you hear that sigh like that, TJ is feeling like, God, let me die. You know, just let me die, Lord. Leave here. Like I'm trapped in something that is totally, I mean, after I got another thing here. Okay, let me move on. Ramey sent me another one. Ramey sent me another one, and I'm gonna share it with you. Let me blow it up a little bit, and so I can read it correct for you, and then I won't be running into any problems. Ramey writes about the Noah movie, and he says, "I knew Hollywood could not get it right. I have heard more people say, I don't recall reading that in the Bible. So sad." Well, yeah, you know what? Let me say this before I get into my commentary about the Noah movie, because I did see the movie. I saw it a couple of weeks ago, if not last week. Yeah, I think it was last weekend I saw it when it first premiered. And me knowing the Bible the way I know it, I looked at it, and as a matter of fact, I mentioned to some of the students of Philosophy 33, World Religions, that the animals were guided in by the Spirit of God, and Noah didn't lead them in 2 by 2. It just says that they entered into the ark. He didn't go out and get all those animals. That humanly, that would be impossible if you want to believe the biblical account, you know. And I believe, therefore I understand. I can't understand unless I believe. I have to know that in order for the deluge, which has been proven that took place, that it was a worldwide flood. It's proven. You can go to various places around the world, and those places were underwater a bit. And so we have that evidence that the worldwide deluge took place. Now, everything exactly, we didn't have cameras back then, and so we couldn't record it. And it was so many days gone by, it's kind of difficult to get the story right. Then someone else wrote and said, we are blind because God has given us over to a reprobate mind. It says, a movie Noah based on the Kabbalah, not the Bible. Okay, so let me read this. In Darren Aronofsky's New Star Guild Silver Screen epic Noah, Adam and Eve are luminescent and fleshless right up to the moment that they eaten the forbidden fruit. Such a notion is not found in the Bible, of course. Well, no one was there. And so to say that it's not biblical, I'm really having tremendous difficulty. Then it says, such a notion is not found in the Bible. Of course, this among multitude of this man's other imaginative details, like giant lava monsters, has caused many a reviewer's head to be scratched. Well, it's Hollywood. You don't expect Hollywood to follow the biblical account. Back in the day when they made the Paramount movie, The Ten Commandments, you know, with Charlton Heston, Edward G. Robinson, and those people, it was a different time. People were not anti-Bible. And so you can expect more. The article goes on and says, conservative-minded evangelicals write off the film because of the liberties taken in the text of Genesis, while a more liberal-minded group stands in favor of cutting the director some slack. After all, we should expect a professional atheist to have the same ideas of respecting sacred texts the way a Bible believer would. Of course. Of course. I saw a lot of things in the movie that were not biblical, but I knew that because I live in Hollywood. So what can I say? And then he says both groups have missed the mark entirely. Aronofsky has taken liberties with anything. And it says the Bible is not his text. In his defense, one writer wrote and said, I suppose the film wasn't advertised as such. Nowhere is it said that this movie is an adaptation of Genesis. And that's correct. It wasn't. It was never advertised as the Bible's Noah or the biblical story of Noah. In our day and age, we are so living in the leftover atmosphere of Christendom, and that's a true statement, that when somebody says that they want to do Noah, everybody assumes that they mean a rendition of the Bible story. That isn't what Aronofsky had in mind at all. I'm sure that he was only too happy to let his studio go right on assuming that, since if they knew what he was really up to, they would never have allowed him to make the movie. After seeing the movie, I found it to be very entertaining. I never once thought that it was anything close, but it was interesting because of the simple fact that, how can I say it? Because of the simple fact that, I guess the only way for me to say it, the simple fact that if you really understand, the way that things really are, you know that in this country, nobody is going to follow the biblical approach to anything. They're not going to do it. They're not going to acquiesce to what the biblical account is. They can't. The only person that can do that is a person that is truly a believer. And what I mean by truly a believer, a person that actually looks to God's word as the fundamental account for everything. But we've left that. I believe the Christianity, being close to the Bible, was the faith of Western civilization, but it is no longer the faith of Western civilization. Only a few people can adopt that and take that as what it is. Giving all direction to what I saw in that Chicago clip on YouTube, and if you get a chance to check it out, you will see why I feel in such a hole. Because I'm looking at the 20-something. See, those were the teenagers in high school. And I'm telling you, every 10 years, we seem to be getting worse and worse. I'm telling you, people, we are in terrible shape as a nation. We are in the worst shape that I've ever seen in my entire life. I am not exaggerating. And I'm telling you, it's just terrible. Well, I guess that's about it. I've seen so much come past my way in the past few days, and I am attempting to, and I really am, I am attempting to, I guess, reconcile how it's going to turn out. I don't think it's going to turn out well for our country. I don't need to be a doomsday guy, but looking at some of the things that I've been looking at, and looking at the behavior of a lot of people, even in my environment, on my street, when I walk Broman, when I walk my dog, things are different. People are not trusting people the way they used to. They aren't as friendly as they used to be. The ones of us that believe in raising your kids right and getting them to follow the way, it's going to come across to, if you have more people that are born in this country that are putting forth the mind of imbeciles, ridiculous imbeciles, it makes you want to close yourself off to everyone, to lock yourself off from those people, from the people that God has told us to demonstrate this love to as believers. It's almost so strong that it'll come upon you and say, how can you love those people? See, and that's what's happened to evangelicalism. The Christian church has said, well, how can you love those people? Those people are like this. Those people are not like us. Those people don't think like us. Now, they can come up with this clinical stuff and say that it was, bad situations that took place like that. But and then I'm looking at the other end of it. I mean, I'm looking at the, you know, flesh cells. In this part of the world that I live in, trust me, flesh sells. I have a friend of mine that has a page. I won't go into it. And I'm constantly on his page, and he is only showing the picture of individuals that are, well, how can I put it? Pictures of individuals that are on the cutting edge, the most handsome, the most beautiful, the most energetic. When I saw that thing on the lousy high school in Chicago, all those kids were ugly, fat, undernurtured, not well taken care of. What is this? I'm looking at an article here that Mike sent me, a book critical of Scientology, banned from America for 27 years, now goes on sale in U.S. British writer Robert Miller's exposure of religious founder L. Ron Hubbard finds U.S. publisher. Now, there's a book that I'd like to read. And I teach Scientology as one of the religions in world religions. I'd like to read this to you, and then I'm going to end up the webcast with this, since I just came across it, and I think that it should be an interesting read, and especially an interesting read for me, because I never knew about this book, and it's going to be interesting why all of a sudden they want this thing to be read. Joanna Walters of New York wrote this. This came out March 30th, 2014, a British book, The Church of Scientology managed to block in America, is finally on sale in the United States 27 years after it was published elsewhere in the world. The book, Barefaced Messiah, The True Story of L. Ron Hubbard, written by Russell Miller, a British journalist, and originally published in 1987, appeared in print and tablet editions in the U.S. earlier this month. I got to get a copy of it. The book exposes many of the boasts of Mr. Hubbard, the late founder of Scientology, about his early life and achievements as outright lies. It was heavily cited in a recent U.S. bestseller, Going Clear, by Lawrence Wright, and his latest publication adds to a series of attacks and high-profile member defections that have determined the oddball religion, followed by celebrities such as Tom Cruise, John Travolta, and Elizabeth Moss of Mad Men fame. Barefaced Messiah exposed Mr. Hubbard's claim that he was one of America's earlier nuclear physicists and a medical doctor as untrue. He actually dropped out of George Washington University and never received a degree. It also debunks many of the claims of Mr. Hubbard made about a prosperous childhood spent breaking horses on a Montana ranch and traveling in Asia, communing with holy men and mystics. Well, now, after reading that, who wants to read him? I mean, he was a liar big time. I have his video, his DVD series, where he makes these claims, and I show them in the world religions class. And so I think I'll attach this article to it, and just to let them know this is the end of the debunked thing there. Wow, it's just amazing. Just amazing how these things can be so true of people. And you never know about this. You know, you never know about that until it's too late. That's why the God that I serve, and hopefully if you're listening to this and if you are a theist, meaning that if you believe in God, then you are thinking clearly about the God that you serve and not necessarily the God that everybody else serves, because you better get yours right. That's what you got to do. You got to get your thing right here. But I want to thank the person that sent me that. Yeah, there are two kinds of people in the world. There are the people that we deem as acceptable in our culture, the people that we want to think that most people want to listen to pay attention to, and then there's the others, the people that we want to cast aside, that we don't want to think have meaning and purpose, and we kind of get a kick out of downing other people and promoting other people. That is what my faith has never allowed. It has never allowed that in the real. But unfortunately, when I look at people in my faith, they are never really, and that's why most people don't even attend any kind of Christian gathering because of the hypocrisies that they've run into over the many years. And there are many hypocrisies, trust me. Many, many, many. Well, it's turning out to be just a wonderful Saturday in Los Angeles. And let me check my phone. If I ever want to find out what the weather is going to be like, I go to my phone, and my phone usually tells me. But it looks like it's going to be a wonderful day out there today. And where's my weather at? Here it is right here. You just tap a button, and yeah, it's talking about today. It's partly cloudy. It's okay, by 1 p.m. it's going to be, no, what is it going to be today? I think the high today is going to be, I don't know what it's going to be. Let's see. Oh, Los Angeles. Here we are right here. Today it's going to be 70 degrees today. And right now, let's see, it's about 10 o'clock in the morning. And it's 57 degrees. Oh, no, it's much warmer than that out there now. Man, Sunday it's going to be 81. Monday it's going to be 88. It's going to go up Tuesday to 91. Wednesday to 86. Man, Thursday to 77. I'm telling you guys, it's going to be a great holiday week for me. Great. So I'm going to enjoy that, and I hope that your week out, all I have to do is just get to work on my stuff here around the house, but I hope that your week is going to be just as wonderful as mine, because I'm telling you, I went to the beach yesterday, and I plan to go to other places today. It's just going to be a wonderful time, and I thank you for spending time with me. This Sunday coming up, I don't know whether I'm going to attend a church. I am going to have worship here in my house tomorrow. Going to take some special time off. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have to go to the store and get some grape juice and stuff. I'm going to have communion. And if I have anyone come by and visit me, I'm going to ask them would they participate if they're professing Christians. If they're not, I'm not going to allow them to. Because that's very plain what the Bible teaches. They have no part of it. What a wonderful life that God has given me. And in the face of all of the turmoil and the corruption that I am confronted by, I will say to those of you that have families, protect your families to the best way that you can. Be aware of the changes that is taking place around you. I had no idea that the educational system had fallen off to that degree. I had no idea. I don't know whether this is a stage performance of this thing that I saw or whether it's real. It looks pretty real. And I'm going to research it after this webcast is over. I've been over an hour here in the studio doing this, and it's such a nice day. I'm going to spend some time and catch up on my paperwork for the school and work on formats the rest of the week and get everything tight so I can end up the semester smiling instead of trying to play the catch-up. Well, God bless. It has been a wonderful time, and I'll be talking with you later. Wait a minute. Let me share something before I go off. I know it's been almost that time, but, you know, make yourself another cup of coffee. I want to read something to you, and maybe it can help your day. The words of Jesus. And he spoke a parable unto them. I'm reading from Luke chapter 6, starting with verse 39 in the Bible. And he spoke a parable to them. A blind man cannot guide a blind man, can he? Will they not both fall into a ditch? A pupil is not above his teacher, but everyone after he has been fully trained will be like his teacher. And why do you look at that speck in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take that speck out of your eye," when you yourself did not see the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take out the log out of your own eye, and then you'll be able to see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eye. Do you know what Jesus was saying? I look at all of the misbehaving going on, and it makes me weep, because I had a better upbringing than that. My daddy and mama was a little, man, I thank God for them. And I thank God for what the church used to do back there, because the church was supposed to keep us, you know, above all that stuff, from falling down to that depravity. But now when I see things like that as an older man, and I still try to take care of myself. A lot of people tell me, John, you look good for 70, and you, man, my body's in good shape. I can walk up straight. I don't have anything wrong with me. I thank God, people. I thank God I can move. I watch the way I walk and I step. But these babies don't have a chance. And in that clip that I saw, they know they don't have a chance and they don't care. Jesus says, stop picking on other people and look at you. I'm going to continue to do everything I can to help. Thank you for listening to me today on this Saturday, the 5th of April, 2014. I almost said 19 something. Can you believe it? It's 2014. My goodness. God bless you. You know the drill. Stay in the Word.